Jill Southern covered Senator Stevens and Congressman Young for APRN in Washington, D.C. for more than two decades. He now lives in Denmark, where he stayed up most of last night watching the returns come in. Southern says even if Stevens maintains his lead over Begich, the battle to retain his Senate seat is far from over.
I guess you could look at this situation as one of those, potentially one of, you know, winning the battle now, but perhaps losing the war later on, because both Republicans and Democrats have signaled pretty clearly the leadership of those two parties in the Senate that Stevens is going to have a hard time staying around in the Senate if he exhausts his appeals and is still found guilty. I mean, there's just no way it would seem like he could stay in the Senate.
We're in the final days of the Bush administration. What do you think Stevens' chances are for a pardon? And if that happens, how do you think that might change the way his Senate colleagues feel about him?
Well, I suspect if there's a pardon, it's going to be one last opportunity to sort of clear his name in a way. I really think he'd have a hard time staying in the Senate if there was that sort of situation. And I just think it's going to be very difficult for him anyway to have the sort of fear and respect that he's had for so many years that he's used to do what he's done. And you also have to remember that if there is a pardon situation, that's only good until January 20th. Because that's when President Bush leaves office, and I really don't think that President-elect Obama would be open to the idea of a pardon. I mean, we don't know if a pardon or a clemency is going to happen, but I think there's sort of a limited shelf life on the possibility of getting one.
And Joel, what about Don Young? If his lead holds, what do you think the tone will be? What kind of landscape will he face in a much more Democratic House?
Well, he has said and repeatedly says when he's asked about this sort of thing that, you know, he's worked for a long time as an effective member of the minority. But, you know, there is a bigger hole there for Republicans in the House. And I think they're going to have a real hard time. The Alaska delegation is pushing some of their pet issues. I mean, I just don't see that, for example, the issue of Anwar oil drilling is a feasible issue to push at all for the next couple of years, because, you know, stronger Democratic majorities, House and Senate, and a Democratic president. I mean, I just don't see any way they push that unless there's some sort of big spike in oil prices.
And if Begich or Berkowitz do win, Alaska will go from having very senior members of Congress to junior members of Congress. What are their prospects to get things done and get good committee assignments in this new Congress?
Well, you can look at that a couple of different ways. I mean, if Begich and Berkowitz were to end up winning these seats, I think there would be some attention paid to them by the Democratic leadership because of having knocked off two longtime Republican incumbents. So that might be helpful to them in getting a little bit more seniority, some good committee assignment. I mean, one thing that the Alaska delegation would have to think about in that situation is, you know, Senator Stevens has been an appropriator for so many years. So, you know, would Mark Begich, for example, have a crack at getting on the Senate Appropriations Committee?
Well, we do have a new president-elect now, Barack Obama. What do you think the new Obama administration will mean for Alaska?
Well, one of the things that we're going to have to look at very immediately is this whole transition in terms of the nominees that come forward for positions that are very important to Alaska. For example, who will be President-elect Obama's nominee to be the Interior Secretary and the sub-cabinet positions in Interior, because I suspect they're going to have obviously a much different attitude about public lands management and oil and gas drilling and that sort of thing than the Bush administration has had. You're going to have to see what sorts of people are put into place to deal with the issue, for example, of climate change. And in the area of, say, the Commerce Department, you're going to have to see who's in charge of the National Marine Fisheries Service. I mean, there's all sorts of things to look for, and this is the big time that there's going to be a turnover. It does sound like there could possibly be some Republicans pulled into the Obama administration, but we're going to have to see how that plays out. And then there's some very specific things. For example, I mean, who takes over this position of the as the federal coordinator for Alaska natural gas pipeline projects? Drew Pearce has had that, but she was a Republican, of course, and a Republican appointee in the Bush administration. So there will be a very specific job or two there that Alaskans are going to be very interested to see who fills.
Joel Southern is APRN's former Washington, D.C. correspondent. He now lives in Denmark.